I'm Trudy Kerr, and welcome to The Interviewer. In this series, I talk to artists, campaigners, men and women of influence, musicians, performers, sportsmen and women, politicians, businessmen and women, and anyone who shapes the fabric of our society. Today is the last show of The Interviewer Does Advent, and these shows have been all I can do to get you focused and in the right mood for Christmas, or not. And quite frankly, if you aren't there by now, well, there's not much else we can do. I've had three brilliant guests already on The Interviewer who have been sharing their thoughts and opinions on this holiday season, and a few stories as well. But don't forget, you can also win a goodie bag every week worth 100 euros from our friends at Brown, so listen carefully. So, to conclude this Advent series, I have saved the biggest until last. Today's Advent guest is a businessman, a radio DJ, a presenter, a singer, a rocker, and a funny guy, and possibly has the biggest smile and the greyest hair in the Northern Hemisphere. Johnny Sandmeet!
When you said possibly has the biggest, I was already excited. But then I smile followed, so which is still good, I guess.
I guess, you know. So. Hello.
How are you? Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Last Advent one.
Yeah. It is the week before Christmas.
And it is. Ho, ho, ho.
Are you in the Christmas mood?
Zero.
You got there?
No, I don't get it anymore.
So, oh my word, so this is really interesting because you're probably going to give me the most interesting answer to this question that I've asked everybody. This is my opening question.
Okay.
Are you a Christmas fan, not fussed, or call me back in January?
Not fussed. Call me back in January. No tree, no decorations.
Hang on. Now you're going to go and answer all the questions. And this could be a really short show.
Oh, no.
because obviously you're not into Christmas and it's the week before Christmas.
I can lie. No one will know.
Yes, no, please do. That'd be great. Right. So,
That's bundle
nice.
Of you... joy. Christmas
wow.
presents. Cold for you. Poo.
Can you try that one again with a little bit more Christmas love?
Oh.
No, you just sound like you've got a smoker's cough.
Come here, sit on my lap, little boy.
Oh, that's all so wrong. That's so wrong. Listen, I do want to start off with a crucial question. You've actually just answered it because I was going to say, when does the tree go up in your house?
It hasn't. I'm embarrassed to say it to a certain extent. It hasn't been up for about 4 years. I think since our daughter said, listen, guys, I know Father Christmas doesn't exist. Not a big fan of Jesus either. So we said, we might as well, you know. It's a tradition which we don't really feel the need. I mean, I loved Christmas when I was a kid. But, you know, because it was the magic of it and what if and for the Christmas and surprise and all. Now, I don't do surprises very well. In fact, when I was a kid, I clearly remember, I must have been, 7 years old, sneaking at night on all fours, opening meticulously with a small knife all my Christmas presents, opening them, seeing what they are, retaping them close. I couldn't do the excitement of,
that's I so sneaky.
Every Christmas I knew exactly what I was getting under the tree. In fact, then my parents realized and they'd hide them in different cupboards. But I clearly remember, eight, on my tummy, in my PJs, down the corridors, with a small knife, I'd open, see what it is, retape it closed, put it, and then I have that for Christmas.
Hang on a second. Did your parents know, though, that you'd done that?
No, they wouldn't know. No. Then you just act the, oh, that beautiful Playmobil toy I always, and I knew exactly that. And, you know, no.
But why?
I don't do surprises very well. I don't take them.
I don't do surprises very well either, but this has always been a mystery to me. When you put them, presents under the tree.
It's teasing.
Days before Christmas.
It's teasing.
Those poor children. It is cruelty.
You know what? My daughter, who was must have been around 5, very intelligent girl, she told me, Daddy, can I open one of the presents under the Christmas tree? I said, no, honey, they're Christmas presents, so we open them at Christmas, on Christmas Day. Show me, what if I just call them presents? I don't need to wait for it. She was 4 years old. So I don't need to wait for Christmas if I just call them presents.
Destined to be a lawyer.
I said, you got me. And I had to get her one present to open.
Wow.
Because she outwitted me.
I would say she did.
At 4 years old. So, then at around, I think, 6 or 7, she was like, listen, you know, when I used to dress up as Father Christmas, and then out of all the kids, the boy excited, she'd go, look, he has shoes like my daddy. It must be him. You know, you can't, when kids start, you know, he's not as fat as Father Christmas. It must be, well, you know, when these things start coming your way from your own daughter, you say, listen, she knows Father Christmas isn't real.
Well, let me ask you a question, because that would give me a fair indication that you were quite young when you stopped believing in Father Christmas.
He doesn't exist. No. He just ruined Christmas for me. No, I can't recall, actually. I was quite a sucker, though. I didn't do surprise. I was quite a sucker. You know, but I think back then would realize, you know.
Would you say that it was under the age of 13, though? Because Kevin Nowadee was 13.
No, I think I was under the age of 13.
Okay.
Keep in mind, a late bloomer but an early starter. I, at 13, I was still looking at girls. I wasn't looking at Father Christmas and
Kevin,
you know,
was still looking at Father Christmas.
No. At 13, I was really trying to be the cool one and that she liked me, you know.
Not interested in Father Christmas at all then?
No, he didn't give me what I really wanted.
Probably a good thing. So let's go back to what Christmas looks like for you then, because obviously the tree doesn't go up.
No.
Four years you've not had a tree up.
Probably more. One of the main reasons was we bought one of these trees, the plug and play. You know, they're already decorated.
Are you
the lights,
joking?
Of course. It's
Johnny, you're joking.
I just used to hang, I have a couple of kiss baubles I used to hang, and Frank, a colleague of mine, gave me some Star Wars one, which looked cool. But then this one used to drop a lot of crap on the floor, and my girlfriend was going, oh, I have to sweep every day. Somebody passes by, mumble, grumble. I said, okay, Christmas tree stays up in the attic, in the garage, because it's going to cause hassles of sweeping, and then I have to sweep. And so I said,
oh, my word. You are a cross between Scrooge and the Grinch. What happened? Well, listen, we're just a few days away from Christmas, so what is Christmas going to look like? What is...
Look, for me, Christmas is not about decorations, it's about friends. And we always meet up with a lot of friends over Christmas, so that is where I really like Christmas, because it gives me the opportunity where a lot of people I know who work hard over the festive season, we get a couple of days off, and that's where we meet up with friends. Even musicians, some musicians are always super busy. Normally the week, just a few days before Christmas or after Christmas, we always have a couple of hours to meet up and have a few drinks. And so that's what Christmas is all about. Boxing Day is an annual tradition with a group of friends where we go there, and I have to write dirty songs about all the kids. And the kids are all laughing because they've learned a new rude word for this year, thanks to Uncle Johnny. And that's super for me. Christmas Day is always family. Christmas Eve, yeah, normally we go out for a liquid lunch. Yeah, Christmas Eve, and we stay till the evening. So it's more about friendship than about presents. Presents are minimal. I mean, to be honest, I haven't even started. I am one of those people walking into the shop with the
Johnny,
last three
Johnny,
things.
Johnny, we are just 4 days away from Christmas.
Four full shopping days I have. I mean, that's a lot of shopping. But I'm the guy who goes into the store and says, not what do you want, what do you have left? And says,
oh,
I'll take it.
Again, the Grinch and Scrooge. What the hell? I mean, seriously.
Not a matter. I don't have time to pre-plan. First of all, I like shopping local. I don't like shopping online. Because post-COVID, the experience I've had shopping online, where I buy something in June, and it's end of September, October, and still hasn't arrived. Because USPS services are crap. So I'm not a big fan of buying online. I have so many t-shirts that don't fit. I go for small. If it comes from China, it's a boob tube. I go from small. If it comes from America, it's a nighty down to the. I'd rather go into a shop, see it, look at it, feel it, try it on, and buy.
Have you spoken to Tez in the run-up for this?
No, I haven't.
Because you've actually just answered almost every single question that I've just written to ask you, yeah. It's like I was going to ask you, what does Christmas mean for you? And it obviously means friendship.
And I said, I thought you were going to say that I answered the same way, the exact same way that Tez answered.
No, Tez did exactly the same thing. She answered all the questions in the first 5 minutes, so we just sat there and talked about her mum's rubbish cooking. Speaking of which, let's talk about food.
You did invite talkative people to your show, though. It's not like we're kind of shy and lost for words.
That didn't happen. Well, let's talk about food, right?
Food, yes.
Okay, because this is something that everybody loves at Christmas. Okay. Or do they? What do you normally...
I'm laughing because you know where this is going. Nowhere. I'm so not a foodie.
Really?
not a foodie at all. If a doctor had to come up to me and say, take this pill and you don't need to touch food for the next 6 months, I would do it. Lots of people are indulging lots of food. And even on Christmas Day, I will indulge, because actually Boxing Day is the biggest day when it comes to food. Because Christmas Day is if you've had a heavy lunch the day before, or even you try to. But yes, there will be the turkey. You know, we do, my mom does like
a turkey. You do an actual turkey?
Yes, yes. Or toad in the hole.
On Christmas Day?
Yes, because my father-in-law is British, so his Maltese wife does lots of these British meals.
So I'm going to throw some British and some Maltese food items, Christmas traditional food items at you.
And I guess I know them.
Mince pies?
No.
Oh! No, I'm liking that answer.
You don't think so?
Christmas pudding?
I never, not even as a kid, liked it.
I'm along your wavelength there. Okay, Christmas cake then.
The Christmas log? Chocolate.
No, Christmas cake. Christmas cake. The cake that is cooked about 5 years beforehand and then covered in marzipan and covered in icing. And they put sad decorations of Father Christmas on it.
Never tasted. I don't.
Really?
Never seen Christmas cake. I know the Christmas log,
no,
which is the chocolate one.
Completely different. No, completely different.
Because I like chocolate.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Then the timpana.
At Christmas?
Yeah. Or lasagna. See, Tez has lasagna at Christmas.
Weird woman.
Thank you!
Lasagna
Thank
at
you!
Christmas.
Thank you!
You know, Christmas you go for meats. Meats and potatoes and some greens and some veg. That's a Christmas meal.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So,
Tez, you weirdo. Fun, but weird.
I'll second that one. Well, in actual fact, it's because she did say that it was because her mum is such a terrible cook. It's the only thing that everybody loves.
That's a different story now. Like, my mum at Christmas makes a phenomenal, phenomenal trifle. Which,
okay.
It's not very Christmassy, but it's dessert.
Hang on a second.
But we have my girlfriend's sister and her husband will travel from wherever they are to come back for my mum's Christmas Day trifle.
But I have to qualify this.
Okay.
Because my mum used to make trifle by making jelly and putting Angel Delight on top, which is
The
proper
trifle with 17,000 layers of
sponge
of
fingers,
calories, with
jelly, with cream,
so I don't
custard.
Know all the ingredients.
What?
Keep in mind, I don't have a lot of it because and she doesn't go lactose intolerant for me. All the creams of the world are in there. So it will be 1, 2, 3 spoons. See you soon. And I'm another Christmas special, an annual ritual, is at around 4:30. You have that half hour quality time with the porcelain.
I'm so glad that we shared that one. So that kind of answers my quirky Christmas tradition question.
Yes, what do I do at 4:30 every Christmas day? Take a dump. Drop the kids off at the pool. Squeeze some cheese. And what else?
Let's talk about music and Christmas for a second.
Okay.
But Christmas songs are a bit of a music, artist, band tradition.
Yes.
Do you think that there are any really good ones that stick out? Go on, give me some good
First
Christmas
of all,
songs.
First you have Band-Aid. Forget all the latest versions. You go for the original one. Do they know? It's a great song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
There's John Lennon's, which I like. And so this is Christmas.
Very good song.
What have we got? The Slade. I mean...
Oh, no!
Of
no,
course!
No!
It's Christmas! You have to love that
so
one.
You so well.
You have to love that one.
No, you don't.
So here it is! Merry Christmas!
No!
Paul McCartney. It's always falling. We haven't. Merry Christmas time.
Okay.
That's Paul McCartney. Who else? Let's not even go through the words of Mariah Carey's and the Celine Dion's. Because I think Christmas should be, they should be banned at Christmas time. They should be stuffed in a little present and given to kids that...
But they only come out at Christmas.
They come out enough to ruin it for the whole year. So, I don't like those. But there are some Christmas songs which you only hear at Christmas, which are great. And which, because they're Christmas songs, obviously. There's Bryan Adams has Run Rudolph Run, which is quite cool, very rock and rolly.
What?
Yes.
Bryan Adams?
Has Run Rudolph
when?
Run. Ages ago.
I was in love with Bryan Adams then.
Well, to each his own.
Fair enough.
I liked him. I liked him. He played cool guitar, had that little cool husky voice.
He did.
Didn't hit high pitch notes, so I could emulate him easily without having to squeeze my nuts, so... Christmas nuts.
All right, so if you were going to write, Gianni, a Christmas song, Are we looking at something that would be Mr. Blobby-esque? Or would you just never go down that road?
No, I had recorded a Christmas song on my own. There was a Christmas song written by Muttley. Remember Muttley? He was a local guy. He lives in the UK now. Good fellow. It was Muttley, myself, Chris and Moira. And we had really, it was really slowly. It was just four of us, but we had performed it at Estrina, one of those things as well. It was quite a good, it was rock based though. So it was, do they know it's Christmas? Will they have a Christmas time this year? Similar concept.
Okay, so you're a Band Aid.
People will be fighting, but more rock. Like, you know, jingle, guitars and all that. And then bells, ding, 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 ding. But rock bells, not the little fluffy ones that reindeers wear. So it was a good song. But it wasn't, I don't think I'd record that release a Christmas song. And if I did, it would be all rock and vomiting on Christmas Day and hangovers and who's she? And all that.
So the reality of Christmas, Christmas.
Keep in mind, forget Christmas now for me. The Christmas in the past was great. I mean, I remember from when we were young, we used to go to midnight mass because that was the right thing out there.
Hang on a second. You just did the inverted commas thing with your fingers.
Yeah, because young is, you're young between the ages of what, 15, 20. After that, you're old.
You know, speak for yourself, but anyway,
it's all down there.
So you went to midnight mass,
which we always, it was always a great laugh, and I don't mean this in an anti-religious way, but I do, because first of all, a chunk of us would fall asleep, and once I clearly remember this guy, it was always cold, you know, Christmas cold, relatively cold, mortal cold, and we had our coats. It was trendy to have those long trench coats, and we were all there with our coats, looking very good, because after we'd go out for Christmas breakfast. And we'd meet up with some friends. This was before we started the half.
Hang on a second. You went for midnight mass.
And then you have breakfast.
No, this is what Tez said.
It used to be done.
Okay, what kind of breakfast are we talking about?
Eggs, bacon, and
all
that stuff.
Are you talking about full English?
Yes.
This is what Tez said.
Yes, they used to do that. And these used to be hotels. It starts at 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock in the morning. You have breakfast.
What?
And you buy a ticket. Full thing. But this was, I think, till we were about 20 with that. But it used to be fun. So you go to midnight mass, then you go for breakfast. And you know, we were youngish and with all, like, you know, the big girls and guys, and they're having breakfast and all. But we were at midnight mass, and it was this church packed. There was a staircase, and we were all sitting on the staircase. And one of our friends dozed off, and we covered him with coats and put him, left him asleep on the staircase. Not realizing that when Holy Communion came, the staircase cleared up, and that was the passageway for the priest to start giving Holy Communion. So everyone was just walking around this guy, walking over him, and the priest are going, wake him up. I'm like, no, he's asleep. And he's like, on the stairs, and everyone walking around him, what's the priest is. Hilarious.
Oh, my word.
I know. But then after that, when you're 20, we started organizing the Christmas Eve and the New Year's Eve parties. And those were less Christmassy.
Well, now you've just mentioned New Year.
Yes.
So is New Year something that you look forward to, or are you Scroogey and humbug about that too?
No, our New Year was always fun. So you have to understand, it's different times now. Now it's New Year is friends for me. So I don't work anymore. Well, I have worked. I actually, from the age of 13 till about 35, I worked every New Year. Because at 13, I started DJing for friends, parties and all, and I worked straight. I think at about 35, 36, probably even more, I worked every New Year. DJing or with the band. Every New Year. And I loved it because...
There were lots of girls.
No, as well. I'll tell you about
I'm
one.
On to you.
I'll tell you about the one time. Football team. But there was always work. First of all, it was cash cow. Cha-ching! You double your rates, it's okay, you know. And we used to organize events. I used to DJ at events. We've played with the band at events. Always great fun. So if I've lived from 13, I'm 49. So you do the math. 20.
Looking very good for 49, 30, if you don't mind me just saying. Thank you very much.
The big one next year.
Yeah.
So for 36 working years, 36 years, I probably worked, I'd say, about 29 or 30 New Year's Eves. Because, yes, when opportunity comes along, I work it.
But now it's friends.
Now, these last couple of years. And again, if I'm home, I'm in bed by 11:30, like, let's watch the...
hang on a second. This can't be true.
Yeah, because if you're not out having fun, you're at home.
You're Mr. Rocker. You're Mr.
I know, but that's why keep me out and make me work.
Okay.
Don't leave me at home. because, you know, I get cozy, it's comfortable. I have a bit of a onesie on, and we're watching the, you know, look, it's midnight in Australia. Okay, I've seen it.
You know, and you're out. You have totally and utterly destroyed my illusion of Gianni
Vermeer.
Wait.
I've, out of the 36 years of work, I've had 30, which ones were great. You know, New Year's Eve with confetti and pyro and rockets and lots of stuff shooting off into the sky.
That doesn't excuse the fact that now you're in bed by 9:30.
No, 10.
Okay. Listen, ultimate Christmas present. Let's go back to Christmas for a second, and then we're going to have a look at what's happening in 2022. Ooh. So the ultimate Christmas present that you could receive. Now, do not say a guitar.
Okay.
Because you've got 87 of them. How could you possibly want another guitar?
Look. There are never enough guitars.
I'm going to remain slightly unconvinced that you could actually need to have 87 guitars. However...
No, want. Okay.
All right, so let's go back to the question. The ultimate Christmas present.
Okay, this is
you
a tough
can
one.
Have a guitar if you want, but it has
no,
to
okay,
be
let's
done...
No, okay, let's put guitar aside because I can just go on about guitars. The ultimate Christmas present. Tangible. Something that I can unwrap and go, yay...
It's your question. You can have whatever you want.
I love, and I haven't had one in a long time. I'm not going to get rude here. One of those nice hot rock head and shoulder massages.
Okay, one of that those. Was going in a dodgy direction.
No, that's
like,
I told you. I'm not going to get rude.
Jeez, Johnny, where are you taking this?
No festive spirit. Ho, 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 happy endings and those. No, just a standard, good old... crack my back and make me feel better. All the years, the knots and nodes in your shoulders. One of those are, you know, but I'm saying something which I can open and go, yeah, I like. Let me think. I'm quite a geek freak, so anything which is a bit, let's say I have. Have I ever used them? Never.
Can I just at this point say, okay. Sherlock? You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Yeah. I have and I've never used. They are USB, mobile controlled. You know BB-8 Star Wars? The round ball with the little head? R2-D2.
I know what R2-D2 is.
R2-D2. I have an R2-D2 and a BB-8 and a
BB-9. Hang on a second. You're a Star Wars fan.
I love Star Wars.
How did you not know this?
But I'm not a Star Wars freak.
Okay,
I don't have Star Wars tattooed anywhere on my body.
Okay. That's a light relief.
Unless you want to see my lightsaber. No. That's a bit too obvious, I know. Unless you want to chew my becker. Star Wars. I have these BB-8, BB-9E, and R2-D2. You just plug them in, you have a mobile, and you walk around the house with them. That's all you can do with them. But I have three, not one. I have R2-D2, BB-8, and BB-9E. The most I've done is my daughter and myself have played a bit to see which one goes faster and gone around the corner and see who goes, you know, maybe...
But this is the ultimate Christmas present.
I know, 15 minutes of fun, and then just it looks good there.
The ultimate Christmas...
I have a Star Wars lightsaber. One which cost me a lot of money. So sometimes I switch off the lights, I switch it on, and I go, okay, I put it back in this case.
It's a fun-packed house at yours.
It's
no wonder everybody comes round, you know what I mean?
I know.
That was sarcastic.
No, but it's a lightsaber.
So that is
so,
your...
So I probably something geeky like that. That will excite me for, again... 15, 20 minutes, but that's what you want, not Christmas.
But in fairness, you're quite easy to please.
Actually, everyone tells me I'm very hard to buy presents for because I have a lot of crap, a lot of junk, so I'm very hard to buy for. But if it's something which is a bit techie and a bit fun, or maybe Star Wars related, or Kiss related, or music related... so what fun. And then
so every single one of Gianni's friends that's listening to this, there you go, that's all you need to do,
something
geeky.
Something that has batteries. Get me batteries.
But something that has a shelf life of 15 minutes and then it gets put to the side. Do not be disappointed.
That is the best thing. And I've learned, because I've had so much pain when I was young, that at home I have a box where every time I go shopping, I always buy pencil, AA, or 9 volts batteries, and I chuck them in this box, because I know that sometimes I'm going to buy something for myself or my daughter, I'm going to open it, there's going to be no batteries, I'm going to be super pissed off. So I have a box, because I'm super organized, with all different types of batteries, and I can go there and plug them in and play.
I gotta
say, because when I was young at Christmas, you open the present, wow, it's a remote control car! But we don't have batteries
whoa,
for you.
Whoa, 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 back up, back up, back up. Okay. You just told me right at the very beginning of this interview that you would
but
go...
I would have known, but I
could... Whoa, whoa, hang on a second. Yeah, this is not organized.
No.
You would go and open the present. You knew what you were going to get, but you didn't go and buy the batteries
but
just in case.
I was 8 years old. How do you want me to know? And I can't tell my father, go and buy batteries. Just in case my present requires them. Get them double A. Just in case, you know. So, but there are stuff where, you know, you'd assume that come in the box. Like, well, yeah, it's an assumption, you know. But no, they give you remote control toys and everything, and then they don't put any batteries in there. Now they started doing it now because they realized that they broke so many children's hearts.
Yeah, but hang on a second. When you open your kid's present now, and it's got batteries in it, it's those really, really useless batteries that last for 15 minutes. There you go. Only
so it's all making sense now.
A question for you before we move on to 2022.
Okay.
Do your parents know that you unwrapped the presents?
I don't think they know.
They do now. Right, 2022. Okay, we've talked about Christmas. Not a massive fan.
Nope.
Like the friends.
Yes.
Like the traditional English food, except for Christmas cake, which you've never had. And
nope.
Mince pies, which you don't like. Fantastic. Also Brussels sprouts, and you don't like Christmas pudding either. Respect
nope.
for you for that. Christmas songs. Kiss apparently hasn't brought out a song.
I'm quite sure.
I'd love you to be proved wrong on that. Anybody listening? Also, you have brought out your own Christmas song once, but it wasn't a massive.
It was, no, I don't think it was released to make money. It was just a Christmas song which this friend of ours wrote and said, let's release it. It's good. Let's sing it. It was a collaboration between four artists. Great stuff.
New Year.
Yes.
Beginning of 2022. 2021 for most people and
sucked.
2020 were pretty shocking.
Yes.
What is the Gianni Zami predictions for 2022? You think that we can all get excited about the year coming up?
Tough one. No, the first thing I'll do 2022 is probably go get my booster jab.
Because, we're in the same bracket.
Because I have, probably will be allowed.
January, you and me will be standing there going, give us a booster.
Give us some more.
Come on,
give
come
us
on.
Some more. Put some of that mystery liquid in me. I'm assuming, because obviously there's I've spent 18 months saying one thing and say, oh, COVID in 2020. Ule, in 2 months we'll be done. Don't worry. Events will happen again. And then 2 months later, oh, phew, it lasts till the end of summer. As if now summer will be done. And here I go, 18 months, 19 months later, I'm still going, no, it's temporary. We're soon done. So I've stopped lying now. I don't know. Probably though, seeing how the world is evolving and how economies are reacting to this and all, 2020 will have to be a recovery year. Whatever comes our way, I cannot see. Let me not just talk local government because I don't, I don't know, but I follow the world a little bit. I don't think the world can take, or Europe, let's put it that way, can take another 2, 3, 4 months of lockdown, shut businesses. I think there's, and not because of the monetary support, because again, local government probably doesn't have, because they've very openly said, listen, we've given out all we have. I don't think Europe can help fund another crisis, another pandemic. But I think the hidden mental health issues that nobody is seeing because they're not in your face, I think the repercussions are going to last so long. And if 2022 is another screwed up year, I think the repercussions are going to run so deep that we will look back at COVID and say it was chicken feet compared to this issue that we're going to have now.
Well, let's be hopeful and let's look at 2022 as being the
recovery
year.
Yep.
What is the one thing that you would love to be able to do in 2022 that you have not been able to do for the last 19 months?
I have something which I have the tickets to do, and if 2022 rolls out the way it should be, in July of 22, I will be in the Arena di Verona, a lovely historic venue, seeing Kiss perform live.
Wow!
Because that's been postponed from 20 to 21 to 22.
And when is your half-century birthday?
August next year.
So perfect timing.
Of course. I mean, I go see Kiss in July, come back and then celebrate.
There you go.
50 years of existence, 50 years of world domination with another, I wouldn't say 50 to go, I'd say, because I don't want to live till past 90, you know, it gets a bit boring.
You're arguing over 10 years.
Yeah, maybe 85, 88. As long as I'm still valid and I can do stuff, you know, be rude.
Gianni Zami, no one wants you to stop being rude. Thank you so much for being the last show before Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Thanks for having me.
Bringing that massively awesome ho, ho, ho and Christmas cheer, sarcastic, to the show. I'm wishing you all the very, very best. And I really do hope that 2022 rolls out the way that we hope it does. And you end up seeing Kiss. Where is it?
Verona, Italia.
Very nice.
Whatever happens, you can make it a good year.
To listen to this edition of The Interviewer again or other exciting interviews, head towards Spotify or SoundCloud and search for The Interviewer.